talking about earlier, like about the guy that came from Chuckery. Like, that was his grandfather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like my dad, like was born in Pennsylvania. Like, and he like married my mom. My mom's from New York, and we got together. Right? So we all like me and my brothers and sister. We all grew up in Detroit.
Right. Was your mom part of the gypsy community?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Her dad played violin too.
Okay.
On that side. Mm-hmm. Other family. So both sides of like my family, like my mom and dad's family, they both came. Like my grandfather actually, on my mom's side, was born in Braddock also. And his parents in Braddock too. On my mom's side, which is funny, but then his family moved to New York after. So my mom was born in New York and her sisters and brothers, and then their family lived over there. They actually all, like you said, it was like a melting pot. I don't know, like, what was going on. They didn't work in the mills or anything like that. Like, the still mills, what was going on in Pittsburgh or Braddock at that time. This is like the turn of the century. And also, I don't know, I guess because, like, the culture and the music, because Hungarian people are really close. Like, we eat the same food, like, some cabbage, and chicken, paprikash, all that stuff. Where we're from, Slovakia. Like, there's a lot of food there. One's called Cezza, Kocica. And it's just all the European thing is just related so close together. Their culture, the music, the food, and all the traditions, like, you know, weddings. You know, we have, like, they play music, it's like a lot of it. Unfortunately, all musicians, basically, all the men, most of them. And when they would pass away, all the other men would come and they'd send them off. Like, it's something to see. Like, now there's not anybody left. Only my dad and George and a couple of others. They're all talking. There used to be like 20, 30, you know, somebody passed away, you'd cry, you wouldn't even know who it was. But they're so sad. When you hear them, like, you play later, they'll play something. They play like very slow and really soulful. You have to hear it to understand it, but it like goes through your.
Are we recording?
So what do you, except for me, what else did you want to ask?
Well, first,
I
guess.
Off point?
No, you're perfect. First, I want to say it's, we're at Oberlin College, and it is October 30th, and we're interviewing, and can
Chris.
Say, Chris. We're interviewing Chris. What's your last name?
Slutsky. It's Slutsky, but we go like, we use like a stage name, Rose. Like Chris Rose, Billy Rose.
Awesome. And for the Oberlin Romani Oral Histories Project. So, yeah, just keep talking.
Name?
Yeah. And my name is Perry Levin.
Patrick Monius.
Francesca Scolari.
Cool.
Awesome. Nice to meet you all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was saying, like, my mom's family also, you know, play music.
Mm-hmm.
Did the same thing, and you know. But her brothers and sisters, she had one brother actually that played the bass, and he's in a lot of the old, I don't know if you ever heard of this lady, she was from Brazil. Her name was Carmen Miranda.
Yeah.
They were from Chicago. They were living, my grandmother, or my mom's side, they were living in California like in the 40s. And my uncle, his name was Max, he played the bass with Carmen Miranda. He was in a lot of those old movies.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is kind of weird. So, like a lot of our family, that's what like my daughter just did this ancestry.com. She tried to put our, you know, family trees and stuff together. And it's so interesting. She found out like, it's my dad's, my grandfather, my dad's side.
My whole family,
his dad, they lived in New York also. And then my daughter just found out, like, my mom's family and my dad's family lived like a few blocks from each other at the time, you know, and they were married together. They just happened to live in the same area. Just like Braddock was a melting pot. And I asked my mama, how old you? Like, your grandmother was way out in California. And everybody was back east. But my mom had an older sister, and her grandmother was still alive. They were, she used to stay with her. So her husband was working as an electrician or something. They were all out in California. So a lot of them grew up there.
Grandmother told my father.
personally. We all, you know, stay here, but all of, like, our sides of, like, of my family play music.
Could you talk a little bit about, like, your life growing up and, like, how you were as a kid when you started playing music?
I was a normal kid. I was playing baseball, doing everything you could think of, you know. But, like, my dad, like, I'm the youngest of four kids. I was just a two brothers. But my dad, like, constantly, you know, playing music. So, like I said earlier, we had all these instruments. You know, so my brother was playing piano at that time. And I remember he brought my brother a bass guitar for his birthday. My other brother, Anthony, he did that. I don't know, like 5 or 6 years old, he bought me a little drum set for my birthday. Yeah, that's how I really, that's my instrument. And we would just go down to Bakersfield and practice, and then we got older, and we started playing, like, and all this, you know, all that Chicago kind of music. But it's fun, you know, and my mom used to go, hey, stop banging. She said, stop. And she flicked the light, you know, off and on. That's enough. We drove my mom crazy. Like the Brady, but we just, you know, and then I, you know, as we got a little older, my dad came out and said, you guys are playing the wrong songs. You got to learn what we call standard music. Like he said, like Sinatra, was that, like, when we were coming up, restaurants had a lot of bands. So we had to learn the right music to play, you know, and make a living at it, which we were lucky enough at the time, like in the 80s, like late 70s, you know. And then my dad starts showing us all the song he played, Shadow Rush Now, and, you know, all this other stuff. And it always came in handy throughout all the years learning music. But none of us really played. My older brother did play on their music, 10, 11, 12. And you're going to see later on at the concert, and what we're talking about is all similar. Now, that's a history in itself. If you look it up, it goes back 100 years. I don't know how they made it, what they thought of it. It's just huge. So, it's unbelievable. But my brother played it for a while, and he got older, and he didn't want to play guitar, so he stopped playing it. But it's such a beautiful instrument. You'll hear it if you're going
to play it. I'm excited to just see what it looks like.
It's just like a square. It looks like a square box on four legs, like a table. But it has all piano strings on the top of it. Bass strings, and then the side strings that you play it with these little strings. They look like mallets, and it's cutting on the ends. You tie it with like a string, you know. It's real melodic. It's very hard to explain.
Yeah, I'm sure.
This instrument like that, I played a show over the summer with a guy in Pakistan.
Yeah.
That, like, I can't for the life of me remember what the name of the instrument was, but it was like a flat table.
Yeah, some of them have a santur. There's different things, like Indians call it santur.
Oh, yeah, no, it was santur. Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, here's a santur player.
The Chinese have their own version, like Dulcimer's version, but this is more of a chromatic.
Okay. Yeah.
There's like three strings on each note, like on most of it. The bass strings are like these two strings, I think, and then there's one that's on the bottom, which is one string. But you,
like I said,
it's very complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my childhood was normal. I just grew up in a musical family. Well, my dad taught us how to play music. My brother, my sister didn't play.
She didn't play?
No.
Was that because of her gender, or was she not interested?
You can't play because you're a girl. My mom was a musician, so my sister went in that show.
Okay.
She started working for my mom, and she was cutting hair, you know, when she was younger. My nephew's a drummer out in Las Vegas. He plays with this Amback show. He played with Suzanne Summers. Plays with a lot of different people. And I taught him when he was a kid. So we just kind of passed it. Whoever had the talent, he had the talent to start with. Something. You know, and that just, we just grew up in a musical family. You know, and this music, like my dad, like I feel sorry that, you know, I didn't learn sooner. Like I was playing the percussion, I was playing drums, so I didn't, you know, I loved the music. I used to go with him all over and listen to him play, you know, and I'd sit, I was a kid, I'd sit in the chair next to him, and he'd call him the man, and it's all like, you know, these sons of them. And they go to a party or whatever, or something, and he'd be playing all this music, and he'd just, So lately I've been playing vapes. I play kind of switch. I play a little piano also, but I've been playing some jobs with my dad on bass and stuff.
On weekends,
it's great to get into it. You know? It's different. It's like I just asked George, I said, how do you remember all these some songs and melodies? Just like we play jazz or something like that after doing it.
What was the community like? Like, did you guys have Romani community outside of your like immediate family?
Yeah, we have a lot of friends that like there'd be a wedding like. Romani wedding, like say in Chicago or Cleveland, and people would invite their families and everybody would go, and it just be a big party. It really would. No tensor wedding.
Growing up, because you were in like a Romani community, did you notice like what? At what point did you notice that your like community's culture maybe was different from like others?
When you go to school, I mean, you see the kids and stuff. Like I grew up in this little town in Detroit called Calvary. You can Google it, but there's nothing there anymore. It looks like a factory. It was like a factory on island and these chemical plants and all this stuff. And not everybody moved to country. It got really bad and dirty or whatever. But it was a whole Hungarian community. They had bars, they had drug stores, they had like everything, you know, restaurants, you know, all kind of stuff, you know. It was just like a little town neighborhood. You know, but I went to school, I went to high school and all that, but I mean, you see the difference in culture when you meet like Spanish people. The town was like that. There was Polish kids. There was, we had all kind of friends. You know? But we still had our own, like, we weren't like an outcast, so we didn't like say, oh, we're in this. We were all very friendly and like our people lived some life. Music, it's great, we love to eat, go to walking, my dad used to take us all the time. I mean, it was pretty, not really out of the stereotype like thing that we would think of.
Did you ever run into people who were confused and would have assumed because of like your Hungarian background that you would have bought into certain stereotypes?
There's always people like that. They'll say, well, you don't have a real language, you don't have a country. Yeah, we don't have a country, but my great-grandparents and stuff came from Czechoslovakia. So we like have Romani blood and Slovaks. All the Romani people, they did merge with another. Either there's Hungarian, Romani people, there's Romanian, Serbian, Ukraine, there's like all these European countries. Because I guess years ago, whatever we were doing, but all of our people, and I met some of the other kind of people, you know, fortunes, I lived in Florida, I lived in Las Vegas for a long time, and like I said, you guys aren't those, they don't play music, you know, a lot of different kind of stuff, it's just the way, you know, that our people are, that's how we are, and it goes back hundreds of years.
So we have guys that can.
Growing up, was there like pressure to stay within your community in terms of like marriage, dating?
I married a Romani girl though. I dated one girl, but even now I got divorced a long time ago. But I have two kids. I have two granddaughters. But like I lived in Florida and I dated a girl from Brazil. No, it's not like maybe years and years and years ago, because everybody was, I think, more closer then. You know, like my dad met my mom on a wedding, on some wedding or something, actually in Cleveland. They came to a wedding because my mom's, one of her older sisters lived in Cleveland. When my mom came to help her from New York, my mom was young, like 17, 18, or 19, or whatever. My dad seen her and he liked her, so then she came back to Detroit and got some of his friends. I think he took my grandmother went to New York to ask my mom.
A bold move.
My mom said she didn't want to come out of the bedroom. She shut the door. But that's, I know there's no kind of a...
And sometimes we have stories about like best man that
killed their kids, and you don't marry this guy, and it's like written in stone.
I don't know how long.
You love somebody and it's bad. But she's 30. And my son's 24. He's got two kids. He got married before. Yeah, she wanted a wave. She wanted that fairy tale. You know,
even.
Are children involved in the wanting like community or like music scene? Like you do like
yeah, my daughter sings for us on the weekends. Oh. She sings. Well, she's singing from 3 years old. She's from town. So she sings with me and my dad. We work like a weekend. And I've been practicing with her from when she was a little girl. But she worked like for Marriott Hotel. She was friends of 5 years and now. Michigan had a big airport in the She was working there. Now she's just playing my son plays guitar, but he works in That's what I'm saying. Like, in this world, you gotta work. What are you gonna do? You can't survive. You know, but at least, like, if you get older, my dad never worked in music. He played music, and he's, you know, for all these. Because you start to play like and work in a nightclub and stuff, but then you get a bottle and all these people and I know you and they come back just like this like that now on weekends. Years ago, like 80s, 90s, it was a lot better. For, as far as music goes, you know. But like these things like Georgia, we play with them because they do like a lot of, we were in Hiram, Ohio a couple months ago. We went to Homestead with him, we did something with him there. So like people will do like certain dates or do a picnic or something like all these Hungarian people when they get together and they have food, just like a regular picnic or like a fair to go to, something like that. You know, that's really cool though. We played it. It's like in the woods somewhere. But they had like 400 or 500 people there.
The way, right, you know, they have like this group
on. No pressures, no,
they're younger guys.
No, even like getting married, or like, all our kids love music. Even if it's today's music, people are on the computer, on Facebook, on YouTube, everybody, they all love music. Music's like, always the top of the list of music.
Are they connected to kind of a Hungarian or a Romani identity, or is it more, you know, because there's many generations?
No, it's me, like I was saying, it's like part of our soul, like we feel music like in a certain way, like I don't know how to explain it, it just touches you, like certain music will touch your soul or touch your heart, or just, like all of our people have that, I don't know how to explain it, if that's what you mean, but you know, certain people like certain, you know, music, whatever, but they love all of it. That's, you know, the bottom line. It's a big part of the culture. That's the most important thing. You know? Then comes the tradition, the food. We have a restaurant in Michigan. It's called Rap's. It's a Hungarian restaurant. So, you guys ever eat Hungarian food?
I don't think I ever consciously have.
I know Cleveland might have some restaurants, but I don't know about here. But it's stuffed cabbage, they call it. It's chicken paprikash, they call it. It's like chicken, like boneless chicken. And they cook it in the sauce and they have dumplings. Homemade dumplings. Yeah, well, all other kind of things too. But it's very rich though. But it's very good. A lot of noodle dishes. They have one dish, they call it, it's called halushka, you know, but it's noodles, like they'll take an egg noodle, like a wide egg noodle, and they put like a little bit of cabbage in and they shred, no, they shred cabbage in and they cook the cabbage, like the cabbage, and they mix it with the noodles, and I think they put a little bit of bacon, like cooked bacon, like little pieces, I don't know, they call them cabbage noodles.
But,
I know.
I seen a show one time where these all these kids were on, and they had like all these different foods or whatever. And I can't remember what other dish they had. My parents did. They never ate it. They were like, what is this? But if you never get a chance, it's like I said, like our verbal money, but we're so close to my parents because all throughout their years, they were always close to them. You know, their cultures, like the Slovak, the Czech, and all that, they all eat the same stuff. Yeah. If you go to Europe now, they all eat real close.
Do you know what made your daughter want to go on Ancestry.com at all?
Because she, my mom, like my mom is still alive, my mom and dad are divorced, and like she was, we knew like my dad's side, he's talking about the coach guy, that's his mom's on his mom's side, and his dad's side, we only went back so far, and then she was doing my mom, but she's been interested in this probably about 10 years now, but we found a lot of stuff, like my grandmother, my mom's, she was like almost 100, she was 98, but all her family lived like in Ohio, they're all buried in Greensburg, so that's why it's Pittsburgh, it's very outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it's called Greensburg, I guess. So we wanted to go visit the cemetery because we looked online and you can go to like the cemetery website and like we found my grandmother's grandparents are buried too and we didn't know that from their last name just for instance and whatever. My grandmother's name, but her mom and dad is there, and her grandparents are there, but she didn't know. Now they got pictures sometimes of the like headstones if you want to find them. But she's been doing this. I got some records. My dad said when he was little, he had a brother or something. Something happened, he passed away. He told me his name, and I looked it up, and I found it in his testimony.
So, how do you feel?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, he's a little baby. Fast, I think there's so much stuff you can find on there. And then to go back, it's hard because a lot of it's in Slovak. Then you got to go back to like, you go past like here, you only go back in 30s and then to the dark senses, like, you know, in 20s. His grandparents came here like in 1894, and then his dad was born in New York. His mom took him to Budapest to Europe to go to school. And he comes back and I'm looking at my daughter said, you gotta see this, it's like 1912. It's the same year as the Titanic. But it was like in November or something, they left from Liverpool. And if you see the ship, you know, where they dock, where they left. And all that. Oh, it's so interesting.
Before Billy Joel songs and all that, did they come out?
But you got to know, see, she figured out. You got to know the names of the family, if there's brothers and sisters.
You know, make sure that's the correct,
correct person.
And today, what the rock and roll is, and raps and all that
stuff. She found out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's
pretty good. So, what else? I told you about the food.
So you guys were kind of alluding earlier to like the fact that this traditional style of music is, you know, in decline and there are like fewer people. What's kind of your perspective on that? Like, do your children have interest in traditional Romani music at all? Or
we hope that there was more. That's why I'm trying to play as little bit, you know, as much as I can with them to learn more about it, you know, and learn the music. It's not easy. You have to, just like any music you play, like anything you learn, you gotta learn from young. I started playing drums at like 6, 7 years old. You know. But that music too, you have to know your instrument. It's like violin, you gotta study the violin to learn how to play that kind of music and to play good. You know what I mean? But there is a decline because everybody, like I said, the younger generations, they all stopped playing that kind of music. Or they weren't taught it, basically. Like, he taught us songs that we could get work, you know, and to learn to go to work or whatever. Or play in clubs and stuff like that. So that's how it was, but I like to learn this stuff. I've been trying to get that instrument and buy one, but my dad's actually building one right now. We were going to get a used one from a friend of mine, but it'd be a lot of work. he brought it from Chicago, and it was like, it's in bad shape, so he's making one from scratch. So we gotta order it. It's so complicated.
So I went there one time.
You'll see it, like, you know, later
this
on.
This is the one that he made?
Not this one. No, he didn't make it yet. He still has it. And I have a couple of pictures I can show you. It's in my phone. But I don't know, see if I have one of the actual stuff I can look up. I could show you my friend Alex. This way you get an idea of like what we're talking about. I might have a picture in my
phone. No, I used then.
Find a nice picture of one.
There's an interior camera, a place called
Play. That type of music I could play Hungarian.
So he calls me. Like, so Jewish. I need a violin.
Well, this is from Ireland right here when we did the
Irish.
If you need pictures, I can send it to you. That's my dad, Alex, Georgie. That's the instrument right there. There's different kinds. And, you know, guys that play them, they have different, you know, they have different colors, different. But then on the top, it's all strings. This is at Dorothy 6. That was in Homestead we played when we were at the club there. See, that's it right there. See if you can see the top. These are all strings on top here, and the brass color, those are the bass strings. And these are tuners on the side.
The
on one side, yeah. Well, that's just a cloth over it. It's tuned with a piano tuner. So the keys are like the same thing a piano uses. Pins. You know, I don't know if you got a chance to look at it.
Okay. Yeah.
So you get an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Alex. He was supposed to come, but he broke his foot.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Something fell on his foot or something. And we had a guy that played the clarinet with us on that. But yeah, it's like my daughter said about her. She was singing, you know, from a little girl, and she grew up with Barbra Streisand. She loved Barbra Streisand. My daughter. When she was little, we took her to see her in Las Vegas. I got a friend of ours took her. She got like free tickets. She was at the MGM, like, you know.
Oh, really nice.
We end up going anyway to the concert, but she's just like all dressed up and she's in another world. Yeah, but that's who, like, you know, if you sing and stuff like that, like my dad, like say we're in the world, but it's not like a cold thing kind of thing. It's very open with a lot of wind blowing. So I would say, because everybody likes other stuff, but like when, like say you go to a wedding with my daughter, we played our music, we had a DJ, and then I had George, Alex came and he played, and I had another guy, there's a guy in the trailer, he plays with us. My dad, my brother came and played the bass in the office. Like everybody would just turn their head. And they did all the traditional stuff, and then at weddings we have a traditional bridal dance. They call it
bride.
They play a specific couple songs, and then everybody dances with the bride.
They were putting money on their
bill. It's traditional. They do, yeah. But I think some Polish people who do it, it goes way back, I don't know how many years. We tried looking it up. Nobody knows where it started, how many years ago. They just started doing it forever.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of the wedding.
And then Hungarian music?
You know, they have a lot of, you know, very inviting people. You know, come over our house, you know, coffee. It's like a, I don't know. It's just all
that.
Very friendly, very.
How old are your grandkids?
My little babies, I got to show you.
Are they old enough to start playing music?
Not yet. My granddaughter's going to be four, the oldest one. She's only going to be four next month, in November. And the little one's a baby. She's only. That's my little one.
Oh, she's Snow White.
Yeah.
Oh, she's such a little nugget.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'll show you the other one. She's the star. And Mila's the older one, yeah.
Ooh, I like this. Yeah.
She's beautiful, this one. She had a the other one she had a baby.
Aww. They're like princesses.
Yeah,
they
she
are
has
little
such
princesses.
A personality.
Oh,
this one.
Yeah, her face.
She sings the whole 9 yards.
That's awesome. How would you say the
community is now.
Really?
We've talked
to
some and where are you based now? Where are you living?
Pardon me?
Where are you based now? Where
in
are you
Detroit.
Living? In Detroit.
I live in Dearborn. Actually. Okay. It's like a suburb.
Nice.
Is Dearborn where? Is GM in Dearborn or is it Ford?
Ford's in Dearborn. Their headquarters in Dearborn.
Dearborn, yeah.
Yeah, I live in Dearborn. My dad lives right in Dearborn.
Okay, so he lives.
The big, I don't know if you ever seen like they show that building. They got all flags outside. Mm-hmm. That's right on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
Michigan Avenue runs through Dearborn. But
yeah,
they're all over the place. They're different townships, different like you know suburbs and. A lot of car lots. Really? If I got any old pictures when I was younger, playing with my brothers, I could show them. I think I do.
What's your relationship like with your dad?
I'm with my dad more like a best friend for like I worked with him for like 30 years.
Yeah.
I moved away like for like 6-7 years. I was in Las Vegas, you know, and then I came back and then we're like best friends. He's my buddy. He's my buddy and my best friend, really. And we work together so we see each other. Plus, he's my dad. I got to take care of him because the rest of my family's out west. My sister, my brother, and actually my mom's out there. So I'm just going to put a couple of pictures I wanted to like to find. Yeah, so we're all close family. Like even my kids and my mom, like my sisters, we all got together. They all came next week. My mom and my sister stood up because they said they can't take the heat in Las Vegas. It is hot there. Excuse me, it's so hot. Oh my God,
I'm sure. I've never
it's terrible.
Been.
Yeah, I lived there twice. Oh, look at this picture. This is me and my two brothers. So I tell you, like my brother, he really looked like Carlos Santana.
Okay.
See him with the red guitar?
Yeah, yeah.
This is, I was about, I think about 13, 14.
Yeah, it's such a Santana vibe.
And that's what we did. We had a dining room, and we had those right up here, see those houses with the sliding doors.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The sliding doors that we practiced in there all these or downstairs.
It's great.
Yeah, it's funny. We were already playing then. I mean, we were practicing. Our first gig was like a Sunday gig. This place my dad used to work at. He took us to. We did this. We did this. It's like a benefit. We were kid all like 10. They didn't want to let me in. They're like, "What's this kid doing?" Like we're here to play, you know. And then the lady goes, "Oh, I want your boys to play at my club on Sunday."
You kidding?
And that's how it starts. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we were playing like on Sunday.
Yes.
You know.
I wish I
could. Oh, here's the game we're playing right here. That's what I want to show you. And we had a percussionist with us too. That's me in the back there playing drums. I had two brothers, and this guy down here, that was actually was a piano, but he played a conga drum.
Okay, that's cool.
In fact, you were the guy that had the record.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so
awesome. We're playing, we're fortunate, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We got some gigs, and my first gigs, like, we made $25 a piece. We never really like wanted to be like star like that whole type of thing. You know, we just enjoyed playing music, and at that is the best work for us. Like I said, during the 80s and 90s, there was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Clubs and whatever. Now I don't care. I can play a couple of days a week.
Somebody else that's.
But it works out, you know. It's just like you pick up jobs or like this is like the culture sure. People will do that. If someone calls me to do.
Maybe next time.
Our Roma people are very talented. Let's see if it's not music, they might be something else. Like my daughter, she does fashion design. She makes bridal veils. Her brain, I tell her, she's like Frankenstein. I said your head's busy. She's like, God, she's an idea. She's so creative that her head.
They also live in Detroit.
Yeah. My daughter just got married to the one. My son was up. So we all.
So you're all nearby.
Yeah, we're all nearby, which is cool. We like to see each other.
We go
And do your kids have a relationship
yes.
with your
oh,
That's yours?
No, it's for you.
No, that's for you, yeah.
Tell me to shut up. And we all like, you know, we go to church and like certain romantic things like that. So we're, you know, average kind of people.
Yeah, just living your life.
Yeah, not really crazy. You know, even back then, like, everybody lived close together. You know, my dad and his aunts, when he was young, you know, they always would live close by. Or, you know, like people, like, it's just,
kids,
and you know, you need help, or let's say you never had kids before, you need help. A lot of people are like, you're on your own, not our people. It's like, no, I don't, your mom would be there. Like,
that's what I mean.
You know, that's how our people are. Not overbearing, like, you know. Just to a point where
you see yourself
like they're going to be there if you need it.
Support.
Yeah, support. Yeah, right.
They've never played around.
Have you ever thought about trying to maybe travel to Hungary to see? You know,
I do want to. I've been to Brazil and South America because I was playing. I was living in Florida for a while, like in 2000. Down there like 3 years. Got divorced. In Florida. And we did this. Yeah, we did. That's the place to go. We did this with the Brazilian TV and the girl that I was dating. She had contacts from Brazil, so they paid for us to go. So we went there for like 11 days.
Well,
we went to this gorgeous island called Fortinet, south of, it's hard to even find an app, it's south on a map, it's south of Sao Paulo, we flew to Sao Paulo, and I know Rio's a little north of there, Fortinopolis, it's like 50 minutes, we had to take another plane to get to there, but it's so beautiful.
For sure.
But we want to go, because the other thing is this, my son's wife, she came here when she was 10.
From where?
From Slovakia.
Okay.
So she's fluent in Slovakian. When she lived there, when she was 10, she spoke 5 languages. She spoke Belgian, like they call it Flemish or something, which is like so hard. But anyway, her dad, well, she lived with her mom, I guess, I don't know, her mom and dad, so a friend of ours went there, like our Romani friends, they went there, they heard about, they had some family out there, a wedding, and they never been to Europe, so they went. Thank God he went out to Georgia, because he met her mom at this wedding, and he flew in and started to talk to her, so he, like, fell in love with her, and they, like, hit it off, so he had to go back and stay there for like a month so they could get married, and he brought her to America. So that's my daughter-in-law now. She was 10 then, now she's older, like the
girl.
She's wonderful.
It was her mom that brought to America.
We want to plan a Euro trip or something. I have so many friends on Facebook that say, oh, we're your family, and we know this because there's so many people in Europe, especially the ones that are musicians who keep in touch with. Some of them speak English. You know, it's hard too, you lose the language. My grandmother would talk like Gypsy and Hungarian all day long. And my grandfather was like, let it die. Because
so you didn't learn that at all?
No.
Did your father?
He learned. Yeah, my mother too. But you don't speak it all the time or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, little words and bad words and whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Does your daughter-in-law speak Romani to her children?
So today, yeah.
Okay, so she's like going to...
Well, hopefully she'll teach them. Yeah. Tell her you got to teach us. We'll have a class for her.
Yeah.
She speaks with her mom, like, you know, her mom speaks like, really good. Like, she didn't know how to even speak English at the time. So her husband had to learn. He knew, too, a little bit, but not enough to carry on the conversation. So we learned a lot from her, actually, you know, and then she had to learn English when she came, you know. But without that trip, I would have had my grandkids.
Incredible.
Yeah,
thank goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
Because my son and her, and if you see them, they look like brother and sister.
Really?
She's beautiful. Her name is Rinka.
What's your name?
Rinka, R-I-N-K-A.
Show business.
Rinka.
Such a good name.
Yeah.
But she's really pretty. She's so nice too. She's a perfect daughter-in-law.
So they're happy together?
Yeah, this is her here. That's her, and that's my son. It's her there.
Wow.
And that's my son.
Yeah, she does.
My son's on the left there. This is on my daughter's. Like, we had a party the next day for one or two because there were so many people. Well, these two other guys are her cousins from Slovakia, but they live in Belgium now. So they came for the wedding.
They did come over to America.
Yeah, with their mom and dad, and they got a little brother.
That sounds like such a huge party.
Yeah, they came, and it was so nice to meet them. Like, you guys gotta come back. They're like 18. And one's like, the older brother's like 18, and he's a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so cool. But they went like to Chicago. They went to...
They went to do some sightseeing
and some stuff like that.
Yeah, that's nice to have the connection out there.
Yeah, you see these people on Facebook too. Like,
so, do you have a lot of like friends on Facebook who are like Romani musicians, but not that you've never met personally?
Yeah, because a lot of them are in Europe too. I'd say like the culture there to teach kids from young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we were talking music, but they're playing. You see, like, people post videos that they'll see a little kid playing, and they got so much fun. It's amazing, you know, like, wow. Or playing piano, or playing jazz, or whatever. They're just all over the place, playing recitals, playing, you know, the violin, most of them play violin. It's amazing.
So do you think aspects of the culture will be able to continue because there's more preservation in Europe?
I hope so. We need it here. That's the whole thing. If it's not up to... See, like, it's a thing, like a tradition that's passed down. Like, if they don't show us how to learn, you know, which tradition is when we were younger.
Right.
You know, things change. And it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a call for it. They used to do concerts every year, twice a year. Like they do one at the restaurant, because they had all the people they knew already. And they knew like a lot of Afghan people loved that, a lot of Jewish people loved that music. So they had a big base of people in Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago. So they would do these big concerts. And they would do it like previously too, like their dads would do it. I got pictures of old concerts, videos, and all kinds of stuff, you know.
And they know when somebody it just needs to be
a lot of the younger people would start learning the music. That's why I'm just around with them. I've been around with my dad for a seems like,
That's the best way to learn.
Nobody on the street.
When I went to Europe,
he could go to a house and play guitar. Another guy, very talented.
And how did you guys meet George?
He's from Homestead.
Right.
And he started coming, because he was just telling us, he started coming to Detroit. His uncle lived in Detroit. He had an uncle who played violin also. I think he played viola in Homestead. And he was like 14 years old, I guess, and he would come to Detroit, and like all the like there was a lot of more musicians like my dad that played that music. I mean, like 50. And then also, that's how he comes. Did you hear this young kid play? You know, and then he played great. So I can say it's like an exceptional talent. You know, like somebody that played really, really good at a young age, and he was playing like with older people. Well, you know, it's playing that this music. I didn't meet him. I met him when I got a little older. He's that young. He's older than me.
22 years older.
He's three years older.
Oh, I thought you said he's 22 years older than
you. No, he's only 3 years older. But I don't remember him that young.
There's probably a lot of people coming through.
So many musicians years ago, but they were passed away, and then their kids and their grandkids didn't play music.
like any old town.
You know, it's like a dying art. It's terrible. I mean, it's
sad. We
think of it, it's like...
The offer's going on, and it's time for us to come out.
How do you feel about the fact that people outside of, like, your, like, ethnic community want to kind of collect pieces? How do you feel about the fact that people outside of, like, your, you know, Hungarian, Romani communities want to collect these histories? Like, the fact that this, like, college school...
It's wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
There's a lady, she's doing a piece of this too for all the Romani in Michigan. I don't know if you can get her. She just sent us, she came back and interviewed us and just like she can stay. And this name is Martha Bloomfield. So she's doing a Romani piece out of Romani in Michigan. So she just sent us the proof of it, so we got to sign it. Send it back. Everybody's like interested, you know, which is great to bring it out. But I never got that.
Yeah.
You know, stuff without
that experience.
I never even heard that until I was older. You know, because we weren't like, oh, you got to stay with your people and you got to stay home and don't associate with them.
Yeah, you were just looking.
We were outside playing baseball every day and going to normal stuff like everybody else does, even now. You know, they like good music, they like to party, they like, you know, good food, whatever, you know. But they love their, you know, their traditions and stuff like that, which they still try to keep up with. So.
Did your mom's family and your dad's family have any different traditions, or were there, like, they're all pretty much...
They came from the same country.
Yeah.
My dad's, like, his grandfather came from Czechoslovakia. They came here in 1894. And then my mother's family, my father's, her father's...
So we've talked about
they came from like Hungary, Austria at that time.
Mm-hmm.
The borders were like going back and forth. Or whatever.
Yes.
So that's what's on their birth certificate. Like my great grandparents, like my daughter, my daughter's just finding out. But so they're all from the base. Same basic idea. And like that's what it is. Like all our people are close. Like say here in Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit. Like a lot of our people moved out to Las Vegas. But that's how it was, I think, in Europe too. Because all the same families know each other. You know, same last, actually, yeah, we'll say last name, but say like your family, her family. And like, oh, like say the four of us, like say like 100 years ago, all our same families were together in the old country.
Right.
You know, and they all knew each other. Same, that's how it is.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And it's not like they're forced to, but just they were friends or they were relatives, and you know, they just happened to stay together and help one another. And, you know, I don't know why they came to America. That happened in like 1994 or something. I don't know. At so that time, yeah, you could see during World War II or like, something going on.
I mean, they're in Seattle and stuff.
And like, how did they get the money to come?
The cemeteries or
but like, my daughter found out that like my my dad's grandmother had a perfume store in New York. Perfume store.
You know, we
then it was called Confection.
Confection.
She found the ad. They were selling it.
Yeah, they are. Actually. They are.
I raised my scrapbooks on my phone. Well, we found newspaper of my daughter's Sherlock Holmes. I don't know if I can find it, but she found some articles, like in a newspaper. Because even on Ancestry.com, they have this section where you can search your newspapers, which is great. I found a lot about Pittsburgh, too, about Kennywood Park. They did these big Hungarian Gypsy festivals there. And, I mean, like from the 20s and like going way back.
My dad's family's from Pennsylvania, so we always went to Kennywood when I was younger.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. That's where he grew up. We went there, I went there like 82, I just got married, and I was playing on Top 40 then. We were doing City to City, and we played over there in West Mifflin for 2 weeks, right next to the park. But it was closed, it was like winter time, it was freezing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
few different regions in Honduras.
Yeah. I don't buy it, but somehow I don't want to waste shit.
I think you might be supposed to start playing with some
Florida. Find out all kind of stuff. Some of them had businesses. Candy store. There's another cousin of mine now. He's an eye doctor in Las Vegas. He's out of town.
He's from
home. So, I mean, but he used to play bass too, so that music thing was always there. If the music thing didn't work out, you know, like, or whatever. They weren't just like, I'm just going to work and I'm not going to do nothing and I don't care if I got kids or food or nothing on the table. You know, it's not like that. It's more or less, it's a love of music. And if you, like, my daddy worked all his life. He did something. He used to have a hot dog cart. I had one too for a while. It was fun. But, you know, it's just a love of music. There's other, professions.
When I met my wife,
what's your favorite kind of music to play other than?
I like jazz. I like music. I like R&B music. All kind of everything's fun to play when you're playing it, I guess. Yeah. That was fortunate too. I grew up with a really good piano player, pianist friend of mine. But we were neighbors too. But like his grandfather was a great violinist. His name was Ziggy Bell. Years ago, he played for President Nixon.
Oh, really?
He played two inaugurations.
When you were learning music, was it like a structured learning, or did you just kind of like?
I picked it up, but I went for lessons. My dad used to teach me 5 years ago, like this music stuff. Down in Detroit, California. Now I'm 5, 6 years old. My dad goes, take a new class. He bought me my little set for my birthday or whatever, and I'd go with him like every Saturday. They only learned the basics, but see, like, even now, like when I can, I listen to music all day. You know, so I get my little drums and like lend me that record player and put the records on. He'd have all these jazz guitar player records and, you know, Les Montgomery and stuff like that. And I, nobody had to tell me though. My mom would say, my dad said, go practice. I'd go myself and put the drums there and care what my mother said. I put the records, that's how I put the records on. And I would just play, listen, more like my dad was saying with your ear. Because I read music too in school and stuff like that. But I played a big band a few times, but I never made it. I always played in smaller groups, like trios or quartets. So I didn't really, it's good to play stuff like that, but like I said, that's how I learned. I learned by listening, put stuff by, you know, and put certain records on, and I learned how to play these beats. I just picked it up. And I do that as I got older, like I said, like, you don't know how to play guitar, motherfucker plays bass. So I would guitar and be like over here. I just pick it up and just start messing with it. You know, then my brother would say, well, that's how you hit this corner. That's that corner. And I would figure out things myself. I'd hear a song, and I do that now. I'm so easy at it. I can hear a song, and I can learn it. Just by ear. Just listen to it. I got to get the changes. I got to make a chord chart. I know what the chords are, you know, stuff like that. So I also. Then I went to playing bass. So everything came in handy, but I just started loving it. I wish I would have studied the piano when I was younger, because you have to have big hands. I don't have big hands, that's why. You do, that's another thing. You need long fingers. You can play the piano.
Yeah, you can play the piano.
Yeah.
You have those Francesca fingers. Yeah, I'm not going to
play it over it. You can play violin, play an orchestra. That's awesome. But like I said, it's pretty open kind of stuff, like, you know, do what you want to do, whatever makes you happy. But the culture is cool. Like, I mean, you know, it's not that I'm ashamed of, because it's all about music. It's all about life. It's not that serious. It's like, hey, tomorrow.
I mean, you think about like some of the more like negative stereotypes of Romani people or like stuff that's been in the media. Like, do you know the TLC show, like, Big Fat Room? Like, how do you feel about that?
That's
kind of stupid. I mean, it doesn't really piss me off. I don't know. You gotta look at it as a joke. But like, there are people like that, you know. Sometimes you meet them and like, we'll say like, I don't even want them to go over there. Like, you know, a lot of people like fix cars. They make us look bad, you know. You see what they do. And they're really important because you see like they have some clothes.
But it's like not representative.
But they don't, you know, I don't know what they did. Like, why didn't you make yourself better people? Like, as far as like education and things like that. Like, we all went to school.
Yeah.
We just, you know, these people are more like nomads. They do exist, but they're not us. That's why there's different cultures, like, of hard people. Like I said, like, we're more human. They're all over Europe, too, but then they tell us the word of real Jews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know a lot of the TV shows are, it's a lot of, like, Irish travelers. It's, like, a totally
those
different background.
Those people don't even look like us.
Yeah,
they're
no,
all
it's
white and black, but they might have to see black, because they mix with the Irish people.
That's your word.
But a lot of movie stars have to.
You remember what their music is. Yeah, I'm going to play something real. 10 times.
What? Those people, they don't talk the language. They don't, like, what are these? They do have a different dialect than us, too.
We played a job one time. It's like,
I don't understand what anything is. I don't know. But it is totally different. Right? So there's a lot of different dialects they speak. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like say Spanish or Italian or from different regions or stuff, they say they believe in them. They're totally different.
But they're still under that same like one umbrella term.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say they're like nomads, because like, you know, we have some kind of culture. We have music in our life, and we have, you know, and it's not just a thing we pick up from. It's everything that we're doing.
This was
living with the Gypsies, and so he wrote all the rhapsodies, you know, and I don't know. So he was Hungarian. I don't know about these. I never studied them. I'd see, you know, certain ones.
I love how you
see that. Yeah, you
ask him.
You know,
from
the
people.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they are out there.
Your experience.
I know what it is.
I felt bad for him.
So,
what I would see,
so you know
like,
his general
like,
word.
Like,
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, whatever they're doing, you're doing that. Like that one show they had from New York, too, they were really nice. But they're not our, like our culture.
Yeah.
They're totally different. It's funny about that, because that's like what people don't get, that there's different kinds.
Yeah. And I think when people maybe say the word gypsy or Romani, that's what they think of.
Yeah, exactly.
I have one of my good friends here, her parents came to America from Bulgaria. They were from Sofia. And I'm good friends with her, so I told her I was taking a class about gypsies and Roma and Romani, and she immediately went to the negative stereotypes.
Oh, did she?
Because she lived.
Because they know the people that
they know.
Boss, they're going to steal from you. And they're gonna
And it was interesting to see someone.
That's exactly what I'm learning isn't the truth.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning is not. Yeah.
Inside. Because, like, I should tell you, like our family, like, been in America for 100 years.
Yeah.
Like, our going back to the guy. You know, we like, most of us are Catholic and go to church. Mm-hmm. So we're all baptized here, and there's records of it back to the 1500s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were out in the woods. We're making pots of beds. Or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying. It's not us.
It's not what you're doing, yeah.
They're totally different. Just like if they're a total different culture. They don't do anything. They don't have any of their culture. Nothing. Their dialect is even different. Mm-hmm. French people that live in Europe, they see them. But our people, you'll see them playing music. They might like put it out, but you'll see them playing music, you know, all over the world. Yeah, they'll take them big cymbals out there and these guys, but they're playing great. They're great musicians.
I would be
culture.
I see
his
daughter and his son.
History and art history. So, I'm in environmental studies and visual art.
Classical viola.
Oh, man. They got a good program there?
Very, very.
Yeah, amazing conservatory. And it's a really good jazz department, too.
Very, very good jazz department.
Jazz, there's so many great young jazz players.
I'm not one of them.
But you get to be so close to them.
I'm desperately trying to.
Start playing jazz.
Yeah.
Just like some guys are doing it here at like a high club of Detroit. There's somebody doing it, but like in Europe they got all the, I don't know if you ever heard of Rosenberg Trio, and they play the gypsy jazz, like the Django stuff. Like Stacio Rosenberg, he's one of the best. And it's so popular here. Well, here too, it's kind of popular, but these guys play, like they'll usually play two guitars, bass, they usually play
guitar. Is it a Stellaccio?
Stellaccio Rosenberg. Just go to YouTube and put in the Rosenberg Trio. Stellaccio was the one in the lead. Then they got another group, the Rosenbergs, and the one guy, he plays guitar, he looks just like Michael Bublé.
And he sings too. I'm like, is this
Michael? He looks just like Michael.
Yeah, playing with the Rosenbergs.
Everyone, let's wrap up. Remember the release form.
I will turn this guy off.
Like a copy for yourself.